My name is Alexander Raoul, and I just made a fortune off of a gigantic pearl found in the South Seas. Yet the pearl is worth more than any money I could have received for it. It cost a great deal to many people. I was happy to be rid of it. I worked for my mother's trading company on the schooner Aori. We were anchored outside the lagoon of the island of Hukuru, and I went ashore to meet with Huru Huru, a con man native who worked for an old sea dog named Captain Lynch. He claimed he had some news about a treasure.
Have you heard, Raoul? Mapui has found a pearl. Such a pearl!
What kind of pearl?
There's never been one like it, fished up in Aikuru. Buy it from him. He has it now. Mapui is a fool, and you could get it cheap. And remember that I told you first. Have you any tobacco?
Here. Thanks, Haru.
Thank you.
Mapui was a native I knew fairly well. He was usually easygoing, but seemed fairly nervous when I asked about the pearl. His wife and mother-in-law also seemed anxious standing behind him. After I saw the pearl, I knew why. It was magnificent. Of course, I wasn't going to let him know that I was so impressed. Well, what do you want for it?
I want a house.
A house?
A house with a roof of galvanized iron and an octagon drop clock. 6 fathoms long with a porch all around. The big room must be in the center, with a round table in the middle and the octagon drop clock on the wall. There must be 4 bedrooms, each with an iron bed, 2 chairs, and a washstand. In the back of the house must be a kitchen, a good kitchen, with pots and pans and a big stove. And you must build the house on my island, which is Carava.
Is that all?
There must be a sewing machine, not forgetting the octagon drop clock.
Of course.
Yes, Raoul, that is all.
Mapui, don't be a fool. Let's talk about a money price. I'll give you $1,000 Chile plus 100 in trade.
I want the house. It must be 6 fathoms long with a porch all around the...
Yes, the octagon drop clock and all that. What good will the house do you? The first hurricane that comes along will wash it away. You ought to know. Captain Lynch says it looks like a hurricane right now.
Not on Carava, my island. The land is much higher there. That is where I want the house. 6 fathoms long with a porch all around.
I know about the house, Mapui.
Raoul, the captain says we've got to get the hell out of here soon.
Now?
The barometer's dropping fast.
All right, I'm coming. $1,000 Chile and 200 in trade.
I want the house. 6 fathoms...
Mapui, you are a fool. Goodbye.
But what about...
Let's go.
Did you get the pearl?
I have to calculate the cost of his damn house. I'll come back. I had to do the figures and make sure the house was worth it. As I passed by the house of Captain Lynch, Haru was talking to a half-caste trader named Tariki. He saw me passing.
Did you get it?
Mapui is a fool.
What was that all about?
Haven't you heard, Tariki? Mapui has found a pearl unlike any other. Nowhere in any of these islands is there one like it. And Mapui is a fool, easily manipulated. Besides, doesn't he owe you money? Remember that I told you first. Have you any tobacco?
I should have known better than to be honest with Haru. Anyway, Tariki went to see Mapui.
You're lucky, Mapui. It's a nice pearl. I'll even give you credit on the books.
But I want a house. 6 fathoms long.
6 fathoms, your grandmother. You want to pay up your debts is what you want. You owed me 1,200 Chile. Now you no owe me nothing. I'll even give you credit for 200 on top of that. If the pearl sells well, I'll give you another 100. But only if the pearl sells well, mind you. Good day, Mapui. You better get your family to safety. They say a hurricane is coming.
Don't look at me that way.
How did I marry such a fool?
Such a fool is right, daughter. Why did you let the pearl into his hand?
What could I do? I owed him the money. He knew I had the pearl. You heard him yourself ask to see it. Someone else told him I had it. I owed him the money.
We have nothing now.
Later, at the house of Captain Lynch, Haru was trying to gain favor with yet someone else. Levy was a German trader mostly known for his fiery red hair.
What's all this talk about some big pearl, Haru?
Mapui has found one. There has never been a pearl like it found in all the world. He is a fool. He sold it to Tariki for 1,400 chili. Tariki is likewise a fool. You could buy it from him cheap. He is still here, in the house of Captain Lynch. Remember that I told you first. Have you any tobacco?
Not aware that all this went on, I decided to weather the coming storm and stay on the island in order to buy Mapui's pearl. His grand house was worth it after all. I went to see him.
Raoul?
Mapui, I've thought about it and reconsidered my offer. Mapui?
Mapui lost the pearl. You are too late.
Meanwhile, back at the house of Captain Lynch, Haru was eavesdropping on the dealing going on between Levy and Tariki. He almost got caught as they exited the house.
A pleasure doing business with you, Mr. Levy.
Always, Tariki. This little pearl will fetch me a fortune in Europe.
That's my ship signaling me. They must be preparing to leave because of the storm. Ah, here comes Captain Lynch. The glass is falling. My barometer reads 29-20.
My God! We better get out of here.
It might be too late, lad, but if you go, it had better be now.
Thank you, Captain.
Bye, Captain.
Captain Lynch was a retired trader who had gone native. With the exception of employing the sneaky Haru, the captain helped me a great deal in business relations with the natives. He was a hearty old man, and everyone liked him.
Haru, you should get to safety, too.
Yes, yes.
Raoul.
Haru, where's Tariki?
Too late. He sold the pearl to Levy for 25,000 francs, and Levy will sell it in France for 100,000. Have you any tobacco?
Damn. Captain, I want to ask you about...
It'll have to wait, man. The barometer's reading 29-10.
29-10? I've never seen it so low before.
I should say not. 50 years, boy and man on all the seas, and I've never seen it go down to that. Where are you going, Haru?
Away from here.
I guess I'll stay with you tonight, Captain.
29 flat.
My God.
There are 1,200 people on this island. I wonder how many will be here tomorrow morning.
Is it that bad?
Worse. We better get to the trees and hold tight.
2 weeks later, we were rebuilding. I still hadn't heard from my ship and was living in the ruins of Captain Lynch's house. I was helping Mapui and his wife rebuild their home.
At least we're still alive.
Of the 1,200 on this island, only 300 survived. It's a miracle that the two of you made it. Glad you did, though.
Thank you.
We're glad you made it too, Raoul. I'm sorry about Captain Lynch. He was a good man.
Yes, he was. Was your mother-in-law ever found?
No, but we can assume the worst by now. Thank you, Raoul. Goodbye.
Bye, Mapui. Tafara.
If only you hadn't sold the pearl to Tariki. Raoul told me that if you still had it, he
Tariki robbed me. But it did pay my debt with him.
Tariki is dead. His schooner was lost as well as Levy's.
Yes, I know. Tariki cannot pay me my 200 credits. Nor can Levy pay Tariki for the pearl. The pearl is lost and now we have nothing. Now let us sleep. Wait!
What is it, Mapui? I'm tired.
Someone is coming. Who's there?
It is I, Nori. Do you have a drink of water for your mother? What's wrong?
It is a ghost.
Where do you come from?
I come from the sea. Can I get a drink of water?
I knew it. She is a ghost.
Get her a drink of water. How is it you come from the sea?
My tail is a herring one. I could use the water.
Here.
Ghosts do not drink water. It is you! But how?
I was swept to the next island.
How did you survive?
I lived on coconuts for over a week. I found a broken canoe and fixed it best I could. I prayed to the shark gods and they spared me. The sharks were well fed from all the corpses.
You're so old. I can't believe-
On the island, I was surrounded by dead bodies.
I avoided them as much as possible, until I noticed one face down, whose hair was bright red.
Levy!
Yes, digging through his pockets, I found this.
The pearl!
Here, perhaps you can get the house this time.
Yes, Raoul said he would build the house for it.
And it'll be 6 fathoms long?
Aye, 6 fathoms.
And the octagon drop clock?
Aye, and the round table as well.
Then get me something to eat. I am hungry.
So, there it is. The pearl got Mapui his house on Carava, and it got me an early retirement. But my buyer will never know at what cost that little stone came into his hands.